Bill Greendeer is making his way through a patch of cattails on his land in western Wisconsin. Soon enough, the tops of the plants will be green and edible. And like many of the plants growing here, cattails have more than one purpose.
Dig down into here. There's medicine that grows in the root of this one.
Greendeer is surrounded by food. A few feet away, there's a cluster of watercress growing on top of a bubbling cold water stream. There's sumac in the distance, and milkweed and mint will soon be popping up.
You know, and it's just amazing just what the foods that are out there, just and nobody has any idea about it.
As a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, Greendeer's knowledge of native plants was part of his upbringing. He and his siblings would join their mother to collect ferns, flowers, and aronia berries in the forest. His father was a healer and taught him about the medicinal and spiritual qualities of plants. And now, Greendeer wants to pass his knowledge of the indigenous plants on to others. He wants to use his property as a teaching tool.
I want to try to teach people that you can actually survive out there without having to turn your fields over. I mean, they talk about so many people starving in the side of the earth. If we actually got smart and learned what's out there that we're walking on, you'd be able to provide a lot of food for people.
Julie De La Terre is helping Greendeer develop a plan for his land. Near the top of the to-do list is getting people to reconsider what they deem to be weeds.
This is the seeds of the wild carrot. This is what it looks like. Some people call it Queen's Anne's Lace, and they say it's a really nasty weed and they hate it, but you can eat it. It's a pretty strong tasting little white carrot, but it's edible.
De La Terre, who is a non-native, and Greendeer are not alone in their efforts. Other members of the Ho-Chunk Nation are working to make sure the knowledge of indigenous plants and the act of gathering them is not lost.
It's still alive and well, but to a lesser degree.
Bill Quackenbush is a tribal historic preservation officer for the Ho-Chunk Nation. He says the knowledge of native plants is not being passed down to youth as much as in the past.
The convenience of going to the grocery store and or working 40 hours a week and then buying, you know, canned goods. You know, I mean, this process here is what's being taught to our children nowadays. So the assimilation process takes place a little bit before.
Quackenbush says the historic loss of the Ho-Chunk land has also restricted tribal members from accessing indigenous plants. The nation is taking steps towards reintroducing the plants on the land it does own. For example, restoration work on its White Otter property brought back diverse native edibles. The land is used as an educational tool and also gives the tribal community a place to collect plants. Another similar project is in the works. Julie De La Terre says non-native people have a lot to learn from the Ho-Chunk, and she is seeing those efforts take place in their own ways.
And there is a lot of people trying to reconnect. Bill's idea on his land is one of millions of people trying to do it. There's a bunch of people in Viroqua trying to grow gardens in their backyard. That's their way of reconnecting.
Bill Greendeer says bringing back the native plants is just good for the environment, and it's going to take all cultures working together.
I think it's up to everybody to take care of them, not just me or not just natives. We all have to learn to walk lightly and look around and see what we have.
Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.